They're terrorising residents and property in the northern suburbs of Adelaide. Thousands of noisy corellas in search of food have returned to the area over recent weeks, damaging streetlights, signs and trees. The local council is using everything from drones to pyrotechnics to disperse the birds, but is calling on the Environment Department to take charge. Caroline Winter reports.
You can see them all through that little gap.
It's not quite Alfred Hitchcock's The Birds, but Adelaide's northern suburbs are under siege from thousands of corellas.
Millions and millions. Unbelievable.
This flock is captured on mobile phone flying over a house at Andrew's farm. It's a scene and sound all too familiar to Sandy Bancock in nearby Manapara West.
6:05 in the morning, they come past, and then they come past in the afternoon, and then they do it again probably at 6:10 that night as well. It's probably three times they all make all this noise, and yeah, it's quite loud.
Is it a frightening experience?
The noise is quite frightening. Until you know what it is, yes, it can be very frightening.
In recent years, the corellas have been frequent visitors to the northern suburbs, but they've returned with a vengeance over the past few weeks and are terrorising neighbourhoods.
Experience with a lot of bird business on the roofs, on the bitumen, all over our cars, damage to like lights in the streets and things like that because they like to get the insects. The trees have got no leaves on them from them eating it all.
It can be a bit daunting when you're having a nice quiet time out the back cooking a barbie and next thing you know you see the flight of the birds.
Glenn Doherty is mayor of the local council of Playford. He says good weather and ample food has brought them south from their usual home.
There's a couple of distinct groupings of birds that have sort of emigrated out of the RAF Edinburgh Air Force Base, and they can be in flocks of a couple of hundred or up to a couple of thousand at a time. It's not a problem just unique to Playford, but right across the northern suburbs of Adelaide and even to the inner parts of Adelaide.
Council is working to disperse the birds, which are causing thousands of dollars in damage across the area.
So over time we've had a falconer who's come out with a falcon, which is a natural predator of the birds to help disperse the flocks. We use drones to help scatter the birds away, along with pyrotechnics and also bird scaring devices.
While those techniques move the birds elsewhere, Glenn Doherty says ultimately the Environment Department needs to take charge.
What we're seeing now is getting to near plague proportion. We're very keen on the state government to take some proactive action because council's trying to do its best, but we don't have any legal power about helping to control or manage them on a long-term basis.
In a statement, the Environment Department said it's regularly reviewing approaches to mitigate impacts from corellas and is working closely with local councils and land managers to improve the outcomes for concerned residents. It's also suggested residents can use noise and lights to deter the birds, but admits a variety of disturbance measures may be needed to move them on.
Caroline Winter reporting.